Snart startar vår stora färgfest med fantastiska erbjudanden för dig som ska måla om. Kom in så förverkligar vi ditt projekt på Nordsjö Idé och Design. Let's talk
about sex. What's up?
Hey. I told you look like Swedish hipster guys. Yeah. Do you feel that you could fit in Stockholm?
We were at a restaurant yesterday and the guy gave us a Swedish menu. We couldn't read anything and we were like, oh, can we get an English menu? He's like, oh, I thought you guys were from Sweden.
Yeah, we know if the Swedish hipsters are rocking it, then we're rocking it.
You said that anything you want in life, you can do it.
Yeah.
Has this always been what you wanted to do?
We all had the same goals in starting this project, and we've exceeded those goals really quickly this year, so now we have to set new goals. I mean, we didn't write down that we would go quadruple platinum in Sweden, and it happened, so we're pretty grateful for that. So thank you guys. Thanks, Sweden. Thank NRG for playing the song.
Yo, I'm sitting on the rooftop in Sweden, chilling with my... Greening. Well, we met him. He was producing my rap.
Yeah, he had a rap song.
Funny story how we met, actually.
He had a rap song, and I helped him produce it and make the beat for it and stuff like that. Yeah. And then
we ended up suing this guy, the same guy. And then me and Matt became like really good friends while we were suing this guy, because we like won the case. And then we should just like start like a band or a group or something like that. G-Codes was born there and on the Wyandotte Street. Yeah, in Van Nuys, California. Now the three boys are out in Sweden.
That's life goals right here, right?
Yeah, totally. The funny thing about it was right when we started the project, we were kind of like, oh, we want to DJ, but we want to also be able to sing and do vocals ourselves. Yeah. Our management was like, you guys should redo older songs and actually sing them. So it'll be kind of like a remix, but like a new take on a remix. And we were like, no, that's stupid. Stupid idea. We don't like that idea. Then like a year later, we did it on our own and we thought it was great. Yeah. And our manager is probably like, I've been telling you guys to do this forever. It kind of just happened the moment we wrote it in about an hour, and then we kind of sent it off. And then Turn Me On or Let Me Hold You, we actually wrote both of those within like a couple weeks of each other.
We like to release music pretty consistently, you know what I mean? We don't like to wait too long, and especially
like Bridget Jones Diary, like 12 years in between.
Yeah, no, that's not our vibe.
Oh, Queen Elizabeth, you're the one that I wanna be with. My Queen Elizabeth, give it up, give it up, give it up just a little bit. Oh, Queen Elizabeth, you're the one that I wanna be with, yeah.
Matt's actually had a really big crush on the Queen since like, how old are you? He really wants to meet her, so hopefully we all get to meet her.
Hopefully this song allows us to meet her.
Yeah, so that'd be sick as fuck.
So guys, I have a question for you. I'm going on a date this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're gonna go on a mushroom picking forest walk.
Like, okay. What kind of mushrooms are we talking here? Like,
we're talking about mushrooms to eat for
salad.
My soup.
Okay, great.
Is that a good date?
Or hey, you know what? I've never done that for a date, but I think it'd be nice. I think you'd really get to know somebody while picking mushrooms.
Like, this mushroom is perfect. Let's grab this mushroom together.
This mushroom reminds me of you.
It's some in the shape of a heart.
Oh, what's the perfect date?
Ooh, a nice Italian dinner. A nice little boat cruise.
Kevy likes a view.
I love views, yeah.
So if we can get a nice view involved with some nice food, then he'll be happy. So that's one for Kevy. My perfect date would be, oh man, I love the beach a lot. So it'd be cool to go to the beach with a girl and get some good food. Food is always involved, some nice food, some real deal stuff. And LA is always good. There's always good food over there. What about you, Matt? What would you want to do?
Well, I just think you could take it to a nice location and then, you know, warm her up. Put a song on called Turn Me On, Let Me Hold You. And then you want to finish it off with a song called Sex to really seal the deal.
Bam!
And then you know it's going to be a great date.
Is that the first time you dropped that?
That was the first time.
What, really?
Yeah.
I'm so happy you shared that with me. Wow.
Well, I'm just saying, it's all about the perfect playlist, you know?
Yeah. In the middle of the woods, I'm going to bring like small speakers.
There you go.
Yeah. And then they said, we just found this cool mushroom you want to.
There you go. And then, you know, any old school Usher might be really good too. Yeah. I don't know.
I love R. Kelly and Usher and all those. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
I'm going to give you an update on my date and see.
Please.
We might get lost in the forest and never come back.
Oh, wow. Man, that's a good thing.
Whoa. Ooh la la. Hit music only. Nerd energy.
Hit music only. Snart startar vår stora färgfest med fantastiska erbjudanden för dig som ska måla om. Kom in så förverkligar vi ditt projekt på Nordsjö Idé och Design.